Hi, I'm Scott Clapson, and welcome to KCIW. This is Chetco Activity Center, your gathering place. And we're here today talking about Time Out For Me with LaVon Engstrom. Hi, LaVon, how are you?
Hi, Scott. I'm fine. It's good to be here today.
It's wonderful to have you. So you're the new director for the Time Out For Me program. You've been doing it for about a year, yeah?
Yes, that's correct. This program was started about 20 years ago by a registered nurse, Sally, who had worked with the field of dementia and Alzheimer's in Southern California. And she started this program because there was a need here in Brookings. So last year, Sally said they needed a new director, and why didn't I get up here and throw my name in the hat? And so they hired me, and I began to work with the participants and the volunteers.
Yeah, we've really enjoyed having you here. So Time Out For Me, it's an adult respite daycare program?
Yes, it is. It is funded by the Older Americans Act. They renew our contract every year. So there's a little bit of eligibility requirements. Mm-hmm. The participant must be taken care of in the home by the family or live independently. Many people still can do that, but still need outings and, mm-hmm. and whatnot. We cannot take in foster care people or people who are in care facilities.
So if someone was like living at like Good Sam or Seaview or something like that, they would not be able to participate. They have to actually be living in the home or in a home on their own.
That's correct, okay. Scott. That's correct.
There's really no income guidelines, but there is a form that people have to fill out, right?
Yes. Yes, we do. We need definite information about their needs as okay. far as if they need to, say, take medication. We are not allowed to give them their medications or things of that nature, but if you let me know that they have to take something at, say, 2 p.m., I will remind them and provide food if it needs to be something that needs to be taken in that.
Okay. So this sounds like it serves two purposes, right? It's to give the participant a spot to go and interact with all of you, but it's also to give the person who's caring for them a day off, right?
Right. And that's very important. My experience of taking care of people, of course, was my own husband. And I also worked at one of the care facilities here doing activities with dementia people. And it's very important that they be kept active. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they will just sit and vegetate. And, right. and that's not the quality of life that our people should have. Mm-hmm. It's a place for the caregiver to leave and have some worry-free time. They can come and spend time with us before they do leave. We love having them come with us. In fact, they can come up and have lunch just to check us all out if they'd like. It's safe for their people, and we want mm-hmm. them to see that and understand that.
So if they wanted to just come by one day, if they thought maybe this was something that might fit for them and their family member or their loved one, they could just come and check it out and bring their loved one as well and see if it's a fit, right?
Yes, yes. Okay. Because sometimes if they ask a loved one, you know, let's go out and do yeah. something, they'll say, no, I don't want to go out. Okay. But if you take them and they do come to time out and they have fun or there's something that they like, then pretty soon I have had a family member say every time they go out to do errands or anything, they're saying, are we going to time out? Oh, and incidentally, time out is only on Mondays.
Yes, it's Mondays 9 to 4, correct?
Correct. And you can come for any part of those hours. If you only want to okay. come from, you know, 10 to noon, that's fine. Or the afternoon, any hours that work for you.
Okay. So what do you all do if you've got some of these people from 9 to 4, what do you do to keep them busy and have fun from 9 to 4?
Usually we have two volunteers per participant, so we can keep them busy. Okay. We'll do light exercises. Mm-hmm. We have all kinds of games to play. We have Scrabble. We have bingo. Hopefully we have little prizes to give out. We have all kinds of tossing games. Okay. anything, just keep them occupied. Mm-hmm. And if they lose interest, then there's usually a volunteer that can take them off and do something else. Sometimes they will read to them while the rest of us are still playing the game. We do not force anybody to do anything they don't want to do. Okay. In other words, we don't say, no, this is the game and you must play. They're free. And they sometimes need to go for a walk down the hall. And, of course, we always have a volunteer with them. They are not allowed to wander at all.
So, and then you all, you do come up to the dining room, like you were saying, and there's music, right? You sing songs together,
yes.
Right? That's my favorite part.
And we always like it when you join in because you have a nice voice. Yes, we come up to the dining room about 11:30 and we sing for about a half an hour or so. And then we have lunch and the volunteers make sure that they get the food they prefer. They are, you know, we just make sure that they eat and that, mm-hmm. that they eat what is necessary according to the instructions we've been given from their caregiver.
Yeah. It sounds like there's a lot of opportunities for them to engage while they're here and lots of chances for them to have a little bit of agency and the idea of like, hey, I want to play bingo right now, or hey, I want to go for a walk around the building. They still get a little bit of opportunity to have some say, and even though they're here from 9 to 4, they can maybe have a little bit of feedback in what they do?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We can put videos on the TV.
Okay.
Sometimes they like that. And then, you know, pretty soon you'll notice that they've all wandered away. Nobody cared what was on there just whatever. And so, you know, then we move on to something else. We also do crafts. We did snowmen out of paper plates this winter. And we put them up on the wall. And we had different comments from other people who use the center and said, hey, those were pretty neat.
I know, they were cute. They were around our Christmas tree in the timeout room. That was a lot of fun.
Yes.
That was a lot of fun. So it helps them. We created a new brochure recently, LaVon and I and the volunteers.
Yes.
And one of the things that it lists in there for the participants of one of the benefits is a better night's sleep, right? All of us, if we expend some energy during the day, we're going to sleep a little bit better at night. And just something I know from when my mom was caregiving for her mother, that was one of the things they needed to be sure that my grandmother had some sort of physical activity, that if she just sat in her chair all day long, she didn't want to go to sleep at night because she wasn't tired because she hadn't expended any energy. So it helps to keep them a little bit active. So the caregiver, family caregiver, can have a little bit of time in the evening to maybe get them to bed a little bit more at a decent time.
Well, that's true, and they will stay asleep much longer. So that's why we try to do the light exercises a bit, but we take care that nobody, you know, can be injured in any way. And just get them to think as much as possible. Mm-hmm. That's why the crafts were so nice, because pretty soon they, you know, we gave them an example, but they were doing their own thing.
What's your next craft? Do you have another craft planned?
Well, Valentine's Day is coming up, and I'm working on that. I don't like to do a lot of things that are toward the holidays, but I just want to get them going on something, something that just, you know, glue something, cut something. Well, we don't cut. We volunteers cut.
Okay.
But Valentine's Day is coming up, and then we'll do something for Easter, I'm sure.
Okay, cool. That's awesome. I love crafts.
Yes.
So I was mentioning the brochure. We worked on this brochure really, really hard over the last few months and kind of came up with what your volunteers and you would like it to say. Mm-hmm. And then we got on Publisher and came up with a design. And we have a beautiful blue and cream colored flyer that's all over the community, thanks to LaVon and I now.
Well, and it's getting out there. Yes. The first thing I want to point out is that if you don't see these around town, you can pick one up here at the Activity Center, and you can come on Mondays and check us out, see what we do. And of course, the phone number is on there for the center, and also my number is in there. That's my cell number, so call it anytime.
Do you want to give them your phone number, LaVon?
Yes, I do. It's 541-373-0009.
And that's your direct cell phone number. So if someone has got a question directly for you, and maybe wants to call you directly. But like LaVon was saying, you can also come here by the center. And we've got brochures if you'd like to put some brochures out at your church.
Yes.
We were thinking might be a good spot for some. And we are located at 550 Chetco Lane behind Subway. And our phone number is 541-469-6822. It's 541-469-6822. And if you go up that little street right between Century 21 and Subway, we're just literally right behind Subway, right around the corner right there. Yes. And we have brochures upstairs and downstairs. And we'd be happy to get you some for your church or your service club or any organization in town or any business that would like to display these brochures for us to let people know about this service. We have a large group of our community that is aging. And what happens is sometimes people get sick and they end up in these situations where they're caregiving for someone at home. And we want to let people know that this service is here for them to support them in our community.
Yes, yes. And so if you have a neighbor that you think could use this service, pick up a brochure for them or call and leave a message at the center here. They I do have a little mailbox, so I will get the message if you have difficulty reaching me. You know, nobody at the center can answer your question, then just leave the message and I will pick it up and call you back.
Yeah, we're so grateful for this program. Like you were saying, it's been going for over 20 years and it's gone through some transition, right?
Yes.
And volunteers always come and go. The second half of the program, we'll probably talk a little bit more about the volunteers. But the way something like this continues happening is, like you were mentioning, the Time Out For Me grant and the Older Americans Act, but also donations.
Oh, so yes.
Always, right, LaVon? You were mentioning recliners recently that you had donated?
Yes, yes. We had two recliners that were donated, and we picked them up last week, and we are going to fit them with casters that lock. So we're sure that our participants can get in and out of them without any chance of falling.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, and what is the purpose of the recliners?
Well, we have had one participant that after lunch just always needs to seem to need that, getting into a different chair, getting into a different position. And that's very difficult because our chairs are kind of set. They all have arms so that people can get, you know, in and out of them easily. But it'd just be nice if they could really relax for a few minutes in a different position. Sometimes they have, you know, back problems or an issue of something. They just need to get their feet up, for instance. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's just awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
Another volunteer is going to fix the chairs or put the casters on. So, you know, it's just a great.
It's awesome great. How many hands make light work, right?
Yes. Everybody goes by and takes a fork of hay off of the wagon. Pretty soon the wagon's empty.
Absolutely. So if you're inspired by this and you either are passionate about volunteering with the program or have a participant, but if you also want to donate, you can donate to the center to help support this wonderful program and keep it going. It's important.
It's very important. And if you think you'd like to volunteer, there's a simple little form that we ask you to fill out. It's the same, it's a different form, but also the form for the family members to come in. It's a very simple form. It's just two-sided. It's just to let us know what the needs are so that, you know, we look after this person and they're feeling very good about being with us.
Absolutely. I'm Scott Clapson here on KCIW LP 100.7 FM in Brookings, Oregon. This show is Chetco Activity Center, your gathering place. We're here today with LaVon Engstrom, the director of the Time Out For Me program at the Chetco Activity Center. We are so grateful for this wonderful program and for the Older Americans Act and the grant that helps to fund this program yearly. LaVon has been the director of the program for the last year, and we have a new brochure out in the community.
Yes.
And we'd love to get more word of mouth out about this wonderful program, including to churches, service clubs, and businesses, and just members of this community that really want to be sure that we all have the support that we need. So, LaVon.
Yes.
Sounds like you've been doing this kind of caregiving work for a long time, and so it must mean a lot to you. What what do you get out of it personally? Like, what does it mean to you? Why do you choose to do this kind of work?
Just helping your neighbor. I'm a Christian. I love the Lord. I love helping people. Mm-hmm. I love people. And if I wasn't doing this, I'd probably be sitting home watching grass grow. And that's very enjoyable from time to time. But I just need to be out and be busy. I was an accountant for a public company for years in Southern California. And we moved up here, and I thoroughly enjoyed, you know, the mighty Chetco River mm-hmm. and fishing and that sort of thing. But pretty soon I needed something a little more fulfilling. And mm-hmm. so I started a bookkeeping service.
Okay.
And that's how I met and got started working at one of the care facilities okay. here. And mostly that was in the office. But later, when it was time to give up bookkeeping, I called them back and said I needed something to do. And that's when I started doing the activities with the dementia people. And that okay. was fulfilling and the most heartbreaking thing I ever had to do.
Yeah.
Well, you see them, when you see them every day or several times during the week, you really see how they decline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that can just get to your mm-hmm. heart.
Yeah. So you come very much from a place of service mm-hmm. with this and wanting to make yourself available to help others.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's really beautiful. It's honestly, it's why I do a lot of what I do, right? Mm-hmm. People go, why do you mm-hmm. do all this stuff? You know, you only get paid for a certain amount, but you help all these different, it's because I want to, it's because I want to be yes. of service. And I know it makes me a better person and it's what I'm called to do. So that's why I do it.
I agree. It makes us better.
Yes.
It makes us better people. We're yeah. smiling. We're happy. We're upbeat.
We're helping.
Yeah. You know, it's where it's at.
Yeah.
I'd like to maybe briefly comment
sure.
about one of my volunteers.
Let's do. I think I know what you're going to talk about.
Her name is Mary Helen.
Yes.
She's a wonderful, wonderful woman. I am so blessed to have met her and to know her. She's one of our volunteers, and she does a family caregiver support group. And she does that once a month. It's the second Monday of the month at 2 p.m. And it is to provide support and share and give advice regarding how to take care of your loved one, where to get practical information and emotional health mm-hmm. assistance. And of course, when you come to this program, you by all means may bring your loved one and leave him or her in timeout, and we'd be glad to take care of him for a couple of hours.
Okay. So it's the second Monday of the month at 2:00.
Yes.
And it happens in the dining room at the Chetco Activity Center upstairs.
Correct.
Right. So this is open to anybody. They don't have to be a timeout participant. So do they have to, if they want to come and bring them for a couple of hours, do they have to fill out the form and go through all that process, or?
We would probably just ask for brief information.
Okay.
Because we know we can just run upstairs right. and okay. get the caregiver yeah. if there's some okay. sort of difficulty.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. So it's open to anybody in the community. So this family caregiver support group, Mary Helen,
yes.
Is very involved. It's her information's in the brochure.
Yes.
So if you're interested in contacting with her about this, or you can also email her at maryhelenpc@gmail.com. I will attach this brochure, hopefully, to this podcast. LaVon and I were talking mm-hmm. about that, and maybe Mary Helen's flyer for mm-hmm. this family caregiver support group. I know she and I have been talking about doing a second part to this podcast.
Great.
About this family Great. Caregiver support group. But it's very important, right? Because a lot of these people, this program is for the participant, but it's also, like we said, it's time out for me, for the yes. person who's caregiving, because they need the support. So this is something that Mary Helen kind of came out of her own family caregiving and the stuff where she was talking to other people and finding out that they needed other people to talk to and share with and know that they weren't alone.
Well, so many times we suddenly get thrust into mm-hmm. caregiving, because of an acute illness or an accident. And one of the things that Mary Helen has on her brochure here that always jumps out at me is to say, you are not alone.
Yes.
You are not alone. There's all kinds of people and agencies in this community to help you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So if you want to get in touch with Mary Helen, I know the group is open, and she's trying to do like a kind of a traditional kind of support group 1 month, and then the other months, like opposite months, she's trying to have like a speaker. So I know they've done different things where they bring in someone,
yes,
from the community or outside the community, talk to family caregivers about a certain issue that caregivers might face. Mm-hmm. And she tries to get she and I work together to try and get the flyer up on Facebook and then out in the community in advance, so people know what's happening each month. And she does a nice little tear off thing as well with her contact email.
And that's great.
Great. So those flyers as well, if anybody wants to help us promote that and invite other family caregivers.
True.
That would be wonderful.
Exactly. And I've not heard too many of the speakers because I'm always downstairs with the group.
Yeah.
The timeout folk.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm able to hear parts of it from my office, but I'm not able to sit in very often.
Yeah.
But it's a great service that she provides, and we're really grateful to Mary Helen. And Mary Helen also, like you said, she's one of your volunteers in the timeout program. So she is a regular participant as far as the volunteers go,
right,
with the timeout program. So she is very much connected to what you all are doing,
mm-hmm,
every Monday, mm-hmm, from 9 to 4. I think one of the things too that bears mentioning as well in this podcast, a lot of federal holidays and things fall on Mondays.
That's right? Correct.
So that's something to check with us on too, is if we're open on a certain Monday or not. So if you think there might be a holiday that banks or a government office is closed, chances are the Chetco Activity Center is closed as well, right, LaVon?
Correct. And timeout does the same closings as the center. If the center is open, then we are here.
Okay.
As an example, President's Day is one that center's open, so we will be here.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. There's a number of different holidays. I think, mm-hmm, there's like 6 or so throughout the year.
That
were actually closed. So just like if you're planning on coming on a Monday and it happens to be a holiday, I think a good way to know is if the flags are out on Chetco Avenue, we're probably closed that Monday. That's a good indicator. If you go out and the flags are out all along the street, we're probably not open that day. This is a great program, and I'm really grateful. You're doing a great job,
LaVon,
and it's been wonderful to watch the volunteers and just the new people that I've seen come in since you've been the director.
Yeah.
There's been new faces, right?
Yes.
Not just volunteers, but also participants. But it's really cool to see new people.
Yeah, we've had several new participants. Of course, sometimes, they have to go into a care facility because they cannot stay at home any longer. The job is just too demanding.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, then they have to stop coming here.
Yeah.
But another thing, to find out what's going on at the Activity Center, look in the paper for their menu. They'll tell you when they're open and closed.
Come
and have lunch.
Yeah, if you get the pilot, thanks to CVU, they help us put the menu in the paper every week.
Right, right. And I can't remember, did we mention that luncheon is provided here by the center? So all of the health food regulations are followed. You don't have to be concerned about your loved one getting food that's not properly prepared.
Yeah, no, we have a great lunch here.
Oh, we do.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And like LaVon and I were talking about, we sing music together for the timeout program. That's a lot of fun. I have affectionately named us the Timeout for Me Singers. And so when everyone's here in the dining room, they get to hear our wonderful, beautiful voices singing together. And that's a lot of fun. We have a great time with that. But yeah, the lunch is great, and that is included in the program.
Mm-hmm.
And so also, if the volunteers need to eat, do the volunteers?
No, our volunteers pay for their lunch.
Okay. That's worth mentioning, I think, right?
Yes, yes. So, they don't just come here and get free anything. They work hard.
Yes, they do. Well, a lot of them, they're here. That's a long day, 9 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite a day of volunteering.
Yes, yes. Some only come half the day.
Okay.
I have a couple that come in the morning, a couple that come in the afternoon, but then I have those who stay all day.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So going into 2017, right, we're already in 2017, but what, as the Timeout for Me director, do you have any special goals for the program or something that you hope to accomplish over the next year?
Well, I would certainly like to get a lot more crafts going. So if anyone is out there who's a real crafty person, we'd love to have you come on down and give us some ideas. We don't necessarily do crafts every week, and sometimes the craft will take longer, mm-hmm. but we can put them aside, and we know whose is whose, and we can finish it up the following week. That's also kind of a way to keep their mind active.
Mm-hmm.
Say, now remember last week we worked on the snowman, because that took us a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, oh, yeah. And it was exciting to see them grow through mm-hmm. that.
Yeah, it's very exciting to see some of them and just the way they respond.
Exactly.
Right? Because of those familiar faces and, you know, mm-hmm. they come here on Mondays and they yeah. get into a rhythm, and the other diners, they're used to seeing them, you know?
Yes.
So when they're not around, they ask,
oh,
where's so-and-so or where's so-and-so? Even your volunteers, if they're, you know, people have asked, oh, where are they at? So it's interesting yes. to know that even yeah. though you guys are only here one day a week, people notice when someone's not here. That's
yep.
been very fascinating.
Yeah. Because sometimes my volunteers take off for several weeks yeah. As they travel, go visit family. So
yeah. So LaVon, as we come to the end of the podcast, is there anything yes. else that you would like to talk to our listeners about?
Well, I think that this center is something that if you haven't taken and participated in, that you might be really missing something. They have a wonderful other activities other than timeout downstairs, and it goes on every day. There's mm-hmm. cards, there's puzzles, there's just conversation. And I have noticed that many of the people who are there are also coming up here for lunch and, mm-hmm. and vice versa. So yes, the Activity Center has been a very big plus, I believe, for Brookings Harbor, and people need to support it and take advantage of the activities that are mm-hmm. here.
Oh yeah, we have
donate.
Yes, please. Yeah, we have a quilting class that's starting this year, a ukulele class that's starting this year. We have 3 Tai Chi classes.
Yes,
we have yoga now.
Mm-hmm.
We have so many different things we're talking about. We tried last year to get a little coloring group going, like a little coloring therapy group going. So there's lots and lots of stuff always happening. And we're always looking for new ideas. So like you said, if you've got a skill in the community that you know how to do, this quilting class and this ukulele class, they're both members of our community that want to share their skills, and they're volunteering. Mm-hmm. We do ask that people that come and take advantage of our activities become members. Membership is $15 a year. Or $150 for a lifetime membership. But as LaVon was saying, there's always something new going on. We have Wi-Fi in the building. We have a computer mm-hmm. lab. And we're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 3. And Mondays until 4 because of timeout.
Mm-hmm.
We have the tax aid program, too.
That's right. We almost forgot that.
The end of the podcast.
Yes.
The podcast. We'll hopefully have a podcast with some of the tax volunteers as mm-hmm. that gets closer.
Yes.
LaVon, it's been great talking with you today.
Well, thank you, Scott. It's wonderful. And of course, living in this beautiful community, it's just awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Scott Clapson here on KCIW LP 100.7 FM in Brookings, Oregon. Thank you so much for listening to KCIW. Have a great day.